What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before I take a phone call, I'm getting a lot of emails about the situation regarding Milo. And I have to say that I join those who were very upset with his comments about pedophilia. And I have a very strong opinion on that subject, as you've already known. And I'm afraid that I agree with those who think this video of him condoning sexual relations between men and boys does put him in a very, very poor light, and he was right to step down from Breitbart News. So, I mean, that's where we are on that. Let's take a phone call here. Richard in Washington State. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, Mike, I'm in regards to the media.
Yes.
We just passed a centennial moment here in the U.S. Congressional Record of February 9th, 1917. Congressman Callaway announced that J.P. Morgan Interests bought 25 of America's leading newspapers and inserted their own editors in order to control the media. So they've had 100 years to refine their art. And it says here, U.S. Congressman Oscar Callaway informs Congress that J.P. Morgan is a Rothschild front and has taken control of the media industry in America. He was a congressman from Texas, and he was a member of the Defense Appropriations Committee. And he made a short statement. It says, in March 1915, the J.P. Morgan interests, steel shipbuilding, and powder interests, and their subsidiary organizations got together with 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed selected the most influential newspapers in the United States and sufficient number of them to control the general policy and daily press of the United States. These 12 men worked the problems out by selecting 179 newspapers and then began by an elimination process to retain only those necessary for the purpose of controlling the general policy of the daily press throughout the country. They found it only necessary to purchase and control 25 of the greatest newspapers. The 25 papers were agreed upon. Emissaries were sent to purchase the policy. The national and international of these papers, the agreement was reached. The policy in the papers was bought to be paid for by the month. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of the preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers.
There's no question the rich and powerful have always tried to commandeer the media. So does government itself with things like Operation Mockingbird. There were at one point laws passed to limit media ownership. But unfortunately, those laws have now been discarded to the point where all corporate media now is basically in the possession of just six corporate leaders who have, again, other interests in other areas, and they use those newspapers to serve those interests. With the American people waking up to that reality, that influence is now clearly on the wane. People are looking at the news and saying, we know they're lying to us, and America's corporate media is now finding itself in the same position that Pravda and Izvestia did in the closing years of the Soviet Union, where everybody reading them knew it was all a big, huge lie. They were only reading the newspapers to find out, what is the government lying to us about today?
Well, this happened in March, and yes. The Lusitania was sunk in May 7th.
Yes.
So they had a little time to prepare the media for their, what did that, the Senate says, they have resorted to anything necessary to commercialize public sentiment and sandbag the National Congress into making extravagant and wasteful appropriations for the Army, Navy, and Navy under false pretense that it was necessary. Their stock argument is that it is patriotism. They are playing with every prejudice and passion of the American people. This is a Congressman Oscar Calloway from Texas in 1917 in February.
Yes.
So these people have refined their art.
Well, they certainly have as the new technologies come along. We had a story a few years ago about how U.S. military intelligence professional propagandists were actually working in CNN's newsroom. But again, we all know that's what's going on now. A controlled media as a propaganda device works best when the general public doesn't know they're being propagandized. And now, not only is the public aware of that, the public is also aware that the government has actually legalized the use of propaganda on the American people. The government is admitting they're lying to us and hoping that out of some kind of distorted sense of patriotism, we will agree to believe whatever the lies tell us to believe. That's simply not going to work. That's another failed prognostication on that liberal agenda that you can get people, you can control people's thoughts and beliefs by controlling the environment, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, okay? Reuters is owned by the Rothschilds also.
Yes, I know.
Okay, well,
but they're losing their grip. We're in a period of tremendous transition, as dramatic as when Gutenberg rediscovered movable type printing. And the corporate media is literally fighting for its survival. It's lost control of the minds of most of America right now. That's why they're having to lie about their readership and the number of clicks at their websites. That's why they've gone on the attack on the independent media. Because they're very frustrated. They'll come out with a lie about, you know, Putin did this and Putin did that, and having it all exposed by us. I mean, I just put up a story here where apparently after all this screaming about Russia is controlling Donald Trump and the rest of it, apparently over at InfoWars, they have a story on concrete evidence showing that Putin was actually paying Hillary Clinton and John Podesta. And again, the corporate media doesn't want you to know that, but you're going to know it because the corporate media does not have a monopoly on information flow in this country any longer.
Well, okay? I feel that the Russians are actually our natural friends because the French were on the southern border and the English had troops in Canada during the Civil War. And the Tsar sent his warships to our ports to help defend us in case of a pinch.
Yeah,
so, I mean, the Russians are our natural friends.
They don't teach that in school when they teach the history of the Civil War, that Russia intervened to prevent Europe from invading the United States on behalf of the Confederacy. And as far as being natural friends here, ordinary people the world over are going to be friends. The divisions, the violence, the exhortations to war and invasion and jihad or whatever are coming from a very tiny segment of the population who, in my opinion, are seriously mentally ill. And we need a system that prevents these kind of people from ever achieving positions of power and authority ever again, whether it's in commerce or politics or, for that matter, religion. We need sane people in charge of the world, and we don't have that right now. Anyway, Richard, we're going to let you go here. We're going to let you go and get back to doing some news. Thank you very much for the phone call. Now, as you know, there's a big deal going on over Trump's upcoming visit to Great Britain, and somebody ginned together a petition and said, oh, we don't want him. He's terrible. He's evil. And there's even going to be a debate in Parliament about it. But the reality is it would be a terrible diplomatic faux pas for Britain to cancel Donald Trump's state visit. And basically it would divide the West. Sir Simon Burns said a ban would isolate the UK and make it less influential. And yeah, that may be the whole point. Because George Soros is probably very much afraid of what two anti-globalist powers teamed up together might be able to do to stop this rush toward the New World Order. Right now, a United States and an independent Great Britain working together against the globalists is a force to be reckoned with. And I would suspect that George Soros' hand is behind this attempt to create a diplomatic rift between Great Britain and the United States for just that reason. Now, apparently one of Soros' organizations is calling on the corporate media to ethnically cleanse their journalistic vocabulary. And apparently Soros is calling on journalists to stop using phrases like illegal immigrant that might portray migrants in a negative light, and basically saying it's racist to call them illegal immigrants. George, illegal isn't a race. And we see through your machinations here. We're going to grab a phone call. Richard in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to comment on this story you mentioned yesterday about Russia trying to blackmail Trump with this alleged sex, documented videotaped scandal. I'd say it's more about bashing Russia once again than anything to do with Trump. I did want to clarify one thing. It turns out it wasn't Robert David Steele.
It was Christopher Steele. I know. I misspoke. I got a lot of people who corrected me on that. It was Christopher Steele. Soros would be very much interested in driving a wedge between Donald Trump and Russia, because Russia is another roadblock to his globalist New World Order. And so the last thing Soros wants to see happen is for the United States and Great Britain and Russia and China to all become buddy-buddy, because then his dream of a New World Order, one world government, is certainly beyond his reach within whatever remains of his lifetime.
Yes, the story seems to be, U.S. CIA, FBI, and also in Great Britain, the MI6 trying to bash Russia. I mean, yeah, like you say, the whole threat to globalism. Russia is clearly a threat to that, and Iran, unfortunately, we could ultimately still see as an alternative. You know, I think they want to bash Russia as much as possible, and if that doesn't work out, the alternative to try to drive a wedge between Russia and Iran. I don't know. I mean, Trump did at least get rid of the participation in the TPP, right? But I don't know.
They're trying to bring back the TPP under another name here, and the existing political establishment is very much at war with Donald Trump. They don't want him changing things. They've worked a very long time to get the human race under their control, to profit from them, to control them. And again, if you listen to any of these people promoting the New World Order, the way they say populist and democratic, it's like it's a dirty word, like they read about it, scrawled on a restroom wall someplace.
A lot of the Israel firsters are very on board with this immigration. Of course, Israel doesn't take part in it themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Israel is Israel's really great about saying Europe should take the refugees and U.S. should take the. They won't take any. In fact, they're trying to get rid of some of their groups, like the Ethiopian Jews. They're trying to find a way to expel them. And of course, for Israel's long term plan of Eretz Israel, if all the Muslims living in all those countries around Israel have left for Europe and the United States, it's going to be much easier for Israel to project power into those areas.
You always mentioned the project for the New American Century, where Wesley Clark laid out seven countries with Iran being the last one. So it seems like, the the Israel lobbyists will keep trying to ramp up this war with Iran, which I mean, will have Russia backing them, though, right? I mean, they can't really believe they'll drive a wedge between those two countries. I mean, what do you see in the future regarding Iran and tensions with the U.N.?
Well, again, we're seeing a ramp up, screaming, calling for war by the war hawks for war on Iran. We were talking earlier in the show about how they're trying to get a bill into Congress for an authorization for the use of force against Iran, just because we don't like them. And Iran hasn't done anything at all. They're not even claiming Iran has weapons of mass destruction. What they're trying to sell you is this idea that the United States has a right to go on in and invade and conquer Iran because somewhere down the road, Iran might decide to make weapons of mass destruction. You could apply that criteria to every planet on Earth. We're going to have to invade Greenland because somewhere in the future, they may make a nuclear bomb. And it's utterly ridiculous. And, of course, it's got nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction and everything to do with controlling what currency all of the world's natural resources are sold in. And that is really what this all of these wars are all about.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Michael. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Now, over at the Ron Paul Liberty Report, they had a very interesting article, and it was saying, how about we call it quits? No more forcing 320 million people into a single mold. And this is a roundabout way of calling for the end of empires. And they're talking about the same thing that I've been talking about, that humanity is probably best served by a planet with 1,000 little tiny nations of all about the same size, taking care of their own people, trading across the borders, tourism across the borders, but nobody of a size large enough to be causing problems around the rest of the world. And this article is pointing out, is there any advantage to the people of the United States of America to be under a single government in Washington, D.C.? Certainly that's not the way the country was set up, because when the United States, emphasis on the plural, was created, the power and authority was with the state governments. Because the state governments were within the states and knew what the state's problems were. The exception being Jerry Brown out there in California at the moment. So basically the Ron Paul Liberty Report is saying, let's take groups of like-minded people and let them go their own separate way. And I'm absolutely in agreement with that. Now then, as you know, we were reporting on this strange release of radioactive iodine that was detected. Apparently, they're saying back in January, but it's only being made public now. And already, they're trying to point the finger of blame at Russia. Oh, Russia has detonated a test nuclear bomb in violation of the Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. And this came out of Red Flag News. Now, the reality is anybody can sail a ship or fly a plane into the Arctic if that is indeed where this event happened. Nations conducting illegal nuclear tests often conduct them far from home. The Vela incident happened near Bouvet Island in the South Atlantic, and that is thought to have been a joint Israeli-South African nuclear test. So it's premature to lay the blame on Russia. For all we know, it could be Al Gore trying to melt the Arctic ice to boost ticket sales for his latest mockumentary, An Inconvenient Truth 2. But looking at the radioactive maps, we're not really sure that it's coming from the Arctic. The highest readings are from Poland, not Norway. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog saying that we can't discount this being contamination from that explosion in the French nuclear plant not too long ago. I have a different theory, and when we come back from these words from our sponsors, I will share that with you, what I think is a possibility that should be looked at. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this mysterious spike in radiation that was monitored all over Europe, was first detected by Norway, publicly announced by France, and everybody's already saying, oh, well, Russia's testing nuclear weapons up above the Arctic Circle. And it's just a continuance of that policy. Anything bad happens, it's Russia's fault. It has to be Russia's fault. All the bad things are Russia's fault. And as Investment Watch blog pointed out, there was that fire at the French nuclear power station. And looking at the map of radiation levels across Europe, the highest reading is in Poland. And it tapers off both to the south and up toward the Arctic Circle. So it opens up another possibility. And I'm not saying this is what happened, but it's worth considering. And that has to do with the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in central Ukraine. And it's one of the largest nuclear power stations. It has 6 pressurized light water nuclear reactors. It's still under construction. They're going to be adding more reactors to it until 2030. And, of course, as you know, Ukraine does have a past history of mistakes with reactors. And so before we rush off and just assume that Russia's testing nuclear warheads, and especially in light of Chernobyl, Three Mile Island, Fukushima, Hanford, we might want to be making sure that we're not having another possible problem with the nuclear power station. And obviously, the corporate media, in addition to wanting to demonize Russia for a nuclear test, they want to protect the nuclear power industry because they're really good advertisers. Remember after Fukushima happened, oh, it's no big deal, a little radiation's good for you. You guys are just making such a huge stink about this, and you're making a big deal out of this. Corporate media protects corporate interests, and nuclear power is a big bucks endeavor. So I think it's premature to just assume that this is all about Russia. Now, a new study has come on out confirming radioactive iodine from Fukushima is found in kelp off the coast of California, confirming that radiation from Fukushima did reach the state's urban coastline, which is no big surprise considering how long ago it actually happened. But they're not going to be able to clean up that mess. Now, here's a story coming out of John Rappaport. Apparently, new vaccines are going to be designed to permanently alter human DNA. The promise is that they're going to go on in and change your DNA so that you can't get sick any longer. And this, of course, is very scary, especially in light of this continuing push to mandate and enforce vaccinations all over the world. We know what's best for you. We're going to stick a needle in you. Even when we make a mistake, it's still a good thing. Remember the swine flu vaccinations of 1976? The vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu. So now they're talking about using vaccines to alter the DNA of human beings. Now, what else might that be used for besides ostensibly protecting us from various illnesses? Well, they could change our behavior because, again, contrary to the liberal political philosophy, much of our psychological makeup is inherited genetically from our parents. They could have a vaccine that makes you more aggressive, makes you less aggressive. They could have a vaccine. They're already talking about drugs to basically kill the religious instinct, which may not entirely be negative. But they're literally playing God here, and they're tinkering with the very code, not just of life itself, but our life. And considering how recklessly their products are being marketed and deployed and protected, even though they're causing harm, this is a very, very alarming development. This idea of vaccines designed to alter your DNA permanently, especially in a world where you are not given a choice whether you want this or not. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Going to talk a little bit about computers. Apparently, over in the European Union, their top privacy body has been studying Windows 10, and they are very unhappy with what they are seeing, even after Microsoft agreed to tweak the settings to make the EU version of Windows 10 less intrusive and surveillant than the version that you are using on your computers, if you're unlucky. And this has always been an issue with all of this software. It's being backdoored. It's being intrusive. The attitude of the computer companies, the software companies, and the government itself is that they own you and all of your property, and that they can just do whatever they want with you, to heck with the Bill of Rights. And apparently, the EU Working Party is saying that the consent screen is not being 100% honest with what data is being collected by Microsoft. And that needs to be clarified. Now, as we move toward Windows as a service, a lot of enterprise IT managers are having to deal with a very unpleasant reality. Because up until recently, when you bought a perpetual license for an operating system, you would install it, you'd get it tuned up and tweaked, and that would be the end of it. You'd actually do some productive work. But because of Windows as a service, it's basically going to be increasing their workload because they're going to be constantly having to deal with issues related to the fact that Windows is being a service. Everybody's going to be dependent on Microsoft servers being available when it comes time to authorize your computer's session. And forget about the idea of having a standalone computer not connected to the net anymore. You go for too long without Windows phoning home, it'll simply stop working. And something I said the other day must be kept in mind. The more you centralize something, the more of a target it becomes for the enemies of the nation. If everybody's house has solar panels, then the city can't be blacked out. If everybody is plugged into a single power station, bombing that power station blacks out the entire city. If everybody is collecting rainwater or they have wells on their property, it's very hard to control the city through forced thirst. But if everybody is mandated to get their water from a water treatment plant, then anybody taking control of that plant has control of the people. Or even worse, could poison them. Same thing with food. If you have gardens at your home, you can't be starved into submission. If you are dependent on the corporate supply chain and somebody disrupts that chain, you are in trouble. And the same thing is true of computers. If your software is not able to operate on its own and requires permission from a remote server, whoever has control of that remote server has control of your machine. And there was an ugly incident a while back where there was a company that had sold a whole bunch of software that had to log into their licensing servers for you to use your software. And the company went out of business, and the licensing servers were shut down, and everybody who had that software all of a sudden quit working. It is very alarming that there seems to be so little thought put in to actually guaranteeing the end users usability and access, whether it's computers, water, food, whatever. It's always about maintaining that monopolistic control. And it increases the risk of the whole country, the more tightly concentrated essential infrastructure, essential utilities are collected together. Now, interesting little story. Verizon just bought Yahoo, and they got it at a discount, $350 million less than the initial offer, because apparently Yahoo's company's value was driven down by these widely reported successful cyber attacks, which raises an interesting possibility. Were these cyber attacks a form of corporate sabotage specifically to drive Yahoo's purchase price down? And where was the NSA when Yahoo was being subjected to all these attacks? Same place the NSA always is. Nowhere to be found. Hiding out in their data centers. Amusing themselves with naked pictures of your boyfriends and girlfriends. Now, cyber crooks have once again began slinging malware that subverts elements of the legitimate TeamViewer remote control app. And apparently there was a four-year pause where they weren't exploiting this, but now they're coming on back. And basically it begins with a booby-trapped email harboring malicious attachments that pose as eFax messages. And if you run that, the malicious code uses DLL hijacking to create a backdoor on your compromised machines. It's like open season on computer users. And apparently nobody in the government thinks this is a problem. Even when you have ransomware literally placing people's lives at risk when hospitals get hacked. Businesses are now starting to stockpile Bitcoin just to have it on hand if they have to pay the ransom. That's how out of control the situation is. Is the NSA totally incompetent? Or are they complicit, or are they both? Is cybercrime and ransomware, like civil forfeiture, just another mechanism by which a desperately broke and hopelessly in debt government loots and plunders the American people? Now, Google, of course, has been hit with multiple scandals where their ad metrics seem to have these little kind of mistakes that always favor Google. And Google, in order to get out of this mess, apparently is now allowing a third party to audit their ad metrics to reassure their advertisers they're not being cheated. Amazing here. Story coming out of the BBC. Thousands of spills at U.S. oil and gas fracking sites. Interesting, the BBC is reporting this and not the American corporate media. But apparently, according to the latest research, 16%, that's 16% of hydraulically fractured oil and gas wells are spilling liquids and gas every single year. And they've discovered there have been 6,600 releases from these fracking wells over a 10-year period in just four states. The biggest problems were reported in oil-rich North Dakota, where 67% of the spills were recorded. And then you wonder why the Dakota Access Pipeline was being so strenuously objected to. The largest spill recorded in this study involved 100,000 liters of fluid, most related to storing and moving liquids. Now, it isn't just the petroleum, which is carcinogenic, by the way, but the methane leaks are a serious problem. We've all seen the videos of people's homes that have been rendered virtually worthless because if you turn on the tap to get some water, you can hold a cigarette lighter to it and flames come out. But as that methane percolates to the surface, along with who knows what all else from the fracking fluid, and it gets into lakes and ponds and streams, it destroys the oxygen in the water and it kills the fish. And we've seen all these articles about massive fish die-off in this lake or that pond, and they'll always say it was oxygen depletion, and then they stop. They don't tell you what it is that is depleting the oxygen. It is that methane. Because as the methane comes bubbling up through the water, it will combine with the oxygen to produce carbon dioxide, which bubbles up into the atmosphere to annoy Al Gore, and more water molecules. That's what's killing the fish. Now, interesting little story. This came out of The Guardian. And they're talking about how scientists leading a de-extinction effort are saying that this team at Harvard University could create a resurrected mammoth in just two more years, funding willing. Now, they're admitting that this is going to be a hybrid mammoth elephant. In other words, an elephant with mammoth DNA in it, which means the scientific value of this is pretty much nil. I mean, maybe they're thinking about making these things to sell to zoos or anything. But there is a problem with this idea of resurrecting extinct animals. And with all due apologies to Michael Crichton, his Jurassic Park method of bringing back the dinosaurs was flawed because it takes more than just the DNA to create a new life. There's also the endless series of hormones provided by the mother's body, which significantly affect development. Now, that issue was actually addressed in a later film in the Jurassic Park franchise. But what filled Jurassic Park were artificial creations that only looked like dinosaurs. If one were to create an absolutely accurate Jurassic Park dinosaur today, it would have a hard time even surviving. Despite the name Jurassic Park, the specific dinosaurs in the movies were from the Cretaceous period. Earth's atmosphere was very different back then. Samples trapped in amber show 50% more oxygen, allowing for higher metabolic rates to support those large sizes. And there is evidence that Earth's atmosphere was much thicker and denser during the whole Mesozoic era. Dense enough that it actually provided a small amount of buoyancy to land animals, which allowed them to grow to such large size. So a totally accurate Cretaceous dinosaur brought to life today would be gasping to breathe, be too heavy for its legs, and probably find the present-day sunshine just a bit too bright for comfort. Whatever they come up with out of this Harvard experiment, it may be a very hairy elephant with large tusks. It's not really going to be a mammoth. It'll be an oddity at best. Now, interestingly enough, there's an article that came on out from the Express where they're saying organic material has been discovered on Ceres, that dwarf planet between Mars and Jupiter, boosting the hopes of finding life outside of Earth. And they're talking about these organic molecules discovered by NASA's Dawn spacecraft. And they don't actually have a complete breakdown of them, but they say the materials resemble tar-like materials such as kerite or asphalite. And they're saying the discovery indicates that the starting material in the solar system contained these essential elements or building blocks for life. Now, this has actually been known for quite a while, because way back, same year I was born, 1952, there was an experiment done called the Miller-Urey experiment by Stanley Miller and Harold Urey, in which they simply took a giant flask and they filled it with the gases presumed to be the primordial atmosphere of Earth, methane, hydrogen, water vapor, and so forth, and they subjected it to electrical sparking, which would be simulating lightning. And after a while, the interior surface of this flask was covered with this sticky brown material, which was analyzed and found to consist of the basic amino acid building blocks of life on Earth. So the implication here is that any planet that has these basic gases and a source of energy is going to be producing amino acids. And as the amino acids mix and match in whatever fluid medium is available, sooner or later, it's going to create a self-replicating molecule. And once you have that, you do have life. A little bit of good news for us old-style, old-school astronomers. There is a big push by NASA planetary scientists to redefine what consists of a planet and bring Pluto back to being a planet again. And apparently Alan Stern, the lead scientist on the New Horizon mission, is basically saying the current definition of a planet used by the IAU is overly complex, and basically points out Pluto has an atmosphere thicker than that of Mercury. It's got water ice mountains bigger than the Rocky Mountains, ridges on frozen plains that show geological activity. And you have to say, yeah, it may be small. It's a planet. I agree. It's a planet. Now then, we started this story yesterday. We're going to get back to it. Obviously, over the years of Martian exploration, we have seen indications of flowing water on the surface of Mars. There appears to be remnants of extremely brackish or briny liquid water still on the surface. But at one time, Mars appeared to have an ocean. And they're saying, where did it go? And the prevailing theory was that the Martian atmosphere in ancient times consisted primarily of carbon dioxide, which is very heavy, like the atmosphere on Venus. And this weighty atmosphere allowed Mars to retain its water. So they wanted to confirm it by having the Curiosity rover looking for carbonate materials, which would support the greenhouse warming theory, and they didn't find it. The data has come on back saying, no, there wasn't a lot of carbon dioxide in Mars' past to explain it. Now, I have a theory, and that is if you look at a topographical map of Mars, on one side of the planet, there is an obvious circular feature called Hellas Planitia, and at nearly the opposite point on Mars is an area of uplift, the Tarsus region, which is home to some of the largest volcanoes in the solar system. It looks to me like Mars suffered a huge impact event at some time in the past, powerful enough to literally push the crust away from Hellas Planitia and buckle it up underneath Tarsus. an impact on that scale would splash much of the Martian atmosphere into space, leaving Mars nearly airless, which in turn would cause the water to undergo vacuum evaporation and slowly leak into space. And again, looking at the topographic map, it does look like there's a large area that would have been an ideal ocean. So things can change a lot. And sometimes just looking at the maps can give you a clue to what's really going on out there. All righty, we're coming up on our last commercial break of the show today. When we come on back, India has set a new record in space exploration. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And we'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. And we're going to take one last phone call from Brandon in San Francisco. Brandon, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Real quick, I guess Rolling Stone released a hit piece on InfoWars, and I wanted to ask you, as a form of protest, do you think it the legality of removing or hiding the Rolling Stone magazine on the news rack, do you think that's a form of protest that doesn't cross any legal
Well, that's going to depend boundary? On that's going to depend on the owner of the news rack, because until you buy the magazine and pay for it, it's his property.
Right. Now, at like Safeway, for example, but I see what you're saying. So did you cover the whole Milo thing, his resignation from Breitbart today?
Yeah, I did mention it. And again, the comments he made in that videotape about pedophilia, I'm obviously very troubled by that.
Right. Well, listen, I'm, thanks for taking the late call, and you guys have a safe evening. Bye.
Thank you. I will certainly try and do that. We got a lot of rain coming on down here, and we'll have a nice evening. Anyway, thank you very much. We're going to close the phone lines. And covering the rest of the time until the end of the show here, as I mentioned before the commercial break, India has launched 104 satellites from a single rocket. And apparently, the Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle carried a single 714-kilogram main satellite and 103 smaller nano-satellites. And these other nano-satellites from other countries, including Israel, Kazakhstan, the Netherlands, Switzerland, the United Arab Emirates, 96 came from the United States. Now, it sounds good. The smaller you make a spacecraft, the less weight, the less cost getting it into orbit. But tracking all of these is getting to be a problem. And we have to deal with the reality that at some point, somebody's got to clean out some of the garbage that's up there, or it's going to become a very, very dangerous place to orbit in. Japan was trying to create a system. Apparently, their first test has failed. I have my own idea on how we can do some of this. But it is an issue. Now, new satellites by treaty have to have the ability to deorbit themselves. I don't know if that applies to the nano satellites, because given that there were 103 of them in this rocket, they can't be very, very large at all, which means they can't be carrying much in the way of fuel or a rocket engine, if indeed they are. So I'd like to look into that a little bit more. Donald Trump is apparently dropping hints at NASA that he may want to send humans back to the moon. And again, I am fully on board with revitalizing our space program, not because it's space and not because we need to see our flag on other worlds, but because we need a civilian technology incubator to jumpstart our manufacturing and industry yet again. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Got to do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow at Republic Broadcasting. Until then, aloha, America.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders. and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's getthetea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.